The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. On a cold, snowy night in February, I was invited to the Jericho Town Library to talk about seed saving. But this wasn't your regular home gardener audience. These gardeners have created a seed library. The premise of the seed library is quite simple. Just like with books, you go in and you take out, but in this case, seeds. However, at the end of the season, you deposit seed of that variety back into the library for others to try. There are more than 400 libraries around the country now offering seed to borrow, with a growing number in Vermont, too. Of course, the borrowers need to have information on how to grow and save seeds, and that's where the local experts come in. The idea was spurred from a desire to save old heirloom varieties that might not continue to be available from the commercial seed trade. And it's also a great way to help people learn how to grow their own food. There are a few large seed banks that offer seed for sale as well as swapping among their members. Hudson Valley Seed Bank started as a seed library in Gardner, New York. It's since expanded into a small heirloom seed company. Probably the granddaddy of all the seed-saving organizations is Seed Savers Exchange. What started in the 1970s as a simple way for gardeners around the country to exchange favorite vegetable varieties has grown into an organization that spearheads the preservation of thousands of vegetable, fruit, herb, and flower varieties. They also offer seeds for sale, but the heart of the organization is the annual yearbook. It lists members who have seed varieties to swap. Although the Seed Savers Farm is in Decorah, Iowa, it's these members from around the globe who are really the backbone of the organization. And now for this week's tip. With warmer weather, as you see signs of garlic popping through the mulch, carefully remove the mulch and let them grow. Give the young shoots a dose of organic fertilizer and water well. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about celeriac. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.